time for the long and the short of it on Soul Country. The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. We say hi to Rick David this day. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Very good, Dennis. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Yeah, we're ready to roll again for another show. I guess you've got more and more questions coming in. People asking a lot about how to invest money this time of year. I'm just going to start off the top here, and we'll get to our questions here today. But we're watching the money go up and down, the Canadian dollar. But the truth is, there's a lot happening world finances. We always look at the American dollar, but actually, there's a lot more currencies that we should be keeping our eyes on, isn't there?
Yeah, you bet, Dennis. A lot of it has the U.S. dollar and the euro and the British pound have sort of held their own. And emerging market currencies, the Canadian and Australian dollar, have actually had some weakness here in the last, three to four months, I guess. And I think I mentioned it before, currencies are so difficult to sort of get any sense of direction on. So basically, it's one of those things. If you do need American dollars, you know, you build a plan to buy them over a period of time, and that seems to be the best way.
Right. And people can get American money here. They don't have to open accounts across the border, do they?
Absolutely. You know, basically U.S. dollar accounts are available to major financial institutions. I do them in my office as well. The biggest thing there for folks that are buying or selling American dollars is just what sort of costs there is involved at the financial institution you're dealing with.
Right, good. We'll go to some questions right now. If you want to be a part of our show, you can. You can email Rick, and the emails are better because it gives Rick time to research if he has to. Other than that, though, if you're catching this on the live broadcast between 8:10 and 8:30, we're at 778-476-1674. We'll get right to stocks here today, though. Question coming in from Pat in Penticton. Pat C., why do stocks go down even on good news, Rick?
Oh, Pat, that's actually a fairly broad question. When stocks will sell off on good news, or quite often that could be some profit taking by investors. You know, there can be obviously it's a milepost, you know, earnings releases and that sort of thing. So you know, investors are looking to find out what the news going forward could be, and have already possibly made a decision on the particular investment, whether they're going to hold it or find something else. So that's generally what happens. But there also is the other part of the market, which is the actual liquidity in the entire market. So if you get good news on a bad day, there's quite often, you know, the stock will sell off. And, you know, if there's more money going out of the equity markets than there is coming in, you're going to see lower prices in stocks.
Rick, if there's a financial expert speaking on television, and he says something that sparks a whole bunch of other people to react negatively or positively, it seems to make a big, big difference, at least when I'm hearing from people that are in this industry. Does that have a big fluctuation? It's probably not a long-standing fluctuation, but it does bump the market, doesn't it?
It can. You know, basically half of the reasoning behind pricing in equity markets is the fundamentals of any given company. And then on top of that, you've got, you know, the liquidity, how much money there is in the system. So, yeah, you can have daily fluctuations on commentary and different opinion on things. And, you know, for every transaction, there's one buyer and one seller. So I guess someone's right on every transaction. But you know, years ago in the late 70s, they had what was called the Granville slide, and that was actually a stock market guru out of the U.S. who had a newsletter. It was long before emails or anything like that, and the newsletter hit the ground, and he had a bit of a selling order in that newsletter, and the market was sold off. And since then, there's been a lot more regulation on what exactly you can say.
Boy, that's one voice with a lot of power.
It was huge.
That answers the question anyway for you, Pat. Why do stocks go down even on good news? We're going to talk about gold bullion, Rick, and this is coming in from Barry in West Kelowna today. Barry asks, how do I buy a gold bullion in my RRSP? Can you describe what it is first, Rick?
Well, gold bullion is physical gold. You know, so you can't actually hold physical gold in your RRSP, but there are some investments which hold physical gold in their in their company, and I can't give specific names over the radio, but there are specific investments which solely have physical gold or physical silver, which you can invest in for your RSP and your tax-free savings account for that matter. So yes, you can. And then there are some paper certificates that are available. I prefer something of the physical nature myself.
Right, good. Gold bullion and RRSPs for Barrie and West Kelowna. We'll take a break. If you want to get it in hold of us or send us emails, it's info@socountry.ca. Or if you're talking to Rick, you can push the questions that way as well. You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on Soul Country, South Okanagan Country Internet Radio. We're going to take a short break and be right back. Raina Dawn's going to give you some information on how you can get a hold of Rick David, and also how you can get more information on what services are provided.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on Soul Country. And again, you can email your questions. If you have any questions financially, you can email them to soulcountry.ca, info@soulcountry.ca, or talk to Rick David. We'll go back to the question lines here. Is it easy for you to just get the emails and then answer the questions and bring them to the next show, Rick?
Yeah,
gives you time
much.
To research.
Yeah.
I think probably better that way. It's kind of interesting. We do have people that listen online, which is really kind of cool. And coming in from Victoria, Cindy says to Rick, Rick, can you please explain the RDSP? I'll get you to title that too, Rick, the RDSP.
Okay, Cindy, yeah. Boy, we could do a whole show on the RDSP. That is actually the Registered Disability Savings Plan. And it's a fairly new platform here in Canada. So Canadians that have or qualify for the disability benefit from your Canadian taxes, if you qualify for that disability benefit, then you qualify for this program. And just give you a short if a person disabled is under the age of 18, the income of the household is basically what is a bit of a parameter. If they're over the age of 18, then it is the individual is disabled. So for more information on that, Cindy, I think you'd probably want to email me some specific questions. And for listeners that are just interested in that as well, there's a good book that you can get at London Drugs. It's off the top of my head. I can't remember the name of it. But if you ask the pharmacist there about it, it's actually out of Care Okanagan out of Kelowna that put this book out. And it's got everything there is to know about the Registered Disability Savings Plan.
They start saving on these, I say they, people that are disabled, open these accounts after, Rick, or do you start an account like this and then in case you were to get hurt? Is that what?
No, you have to qualify for that disability tax credit. So if you do have that, then you can open an account. And, they're one of the most underused plans out there. They're one of the most sophisticated plans. So there's a lot to them. So I guess if listeners know somebody or are disabled in any way and want more information, they can get a hold of me at the office or by email through you, Dennis.
I didn't even know about them. Talking about the RDSP. Thank you, Cindy. Another question coming in, Rick. We'll keep it rolling. Good information here. What's the difference between term insurance and...